G. Ricardo, Josh, and Michael on the airwaves, starting it off with that drink of the day. Just a little banter, then we hit in the topics. This ain't just a segment, nah, we spitting logic and ending it with our final thoughts. Cause this podcast headed straight to the top. Yeah, so get ready, go ahead and sit back. Cause you are now in tune to the Warehouse Rat.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, once again, season four of the Warehouse Rats podcast.
Excuse me. It's a long time coming.
That cough? I mean,
both, yeah.
As soon as it goes quiet, you're coughing up, you know.
I apologize.
Coronavirus. Micah?
You got to get the cobwebs off. He's a little dusty.
Right? Yeah. It's been a while.
It has been.
It has been a while. I think it's been about a year.
No. Who's counting?
Since last year.
Oh, my God.
Get it?
Yeah. How's it going, guys?
Well, I'm really thirsty.
I'm
going to break into my burr.
Do you want to just go right into drink of the day then?
I mean, if you want to.
Let's do it. All right, what are you drinking there, Ricardo?
I'm just drinking my regular Michelada.
All right.
And I want to offer my friend Micah, Mr. Schmidt, a beer. Now, hold on. Before you say anything, I know one of your things is potentially not being indulging in some alcohol beverages. You don't have to if you don't want to. However, this one is 100% non-alcoholic.
I see 0.5% on that bottle.
Okay, you don't see that 0.5.
That's very generous of you, Ricardo.
Now, again, you don't have to if you don't want to. I know there's 0.5, although it says non-alcoholic. Non-alcoholic IPA.
But it's got 0.5.
Then it says 0.5.
So basically it has the same amount of alcohol as...
Rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
So or even toothpaste. Not toothpaste.
No, mouthwash.
No.
Toothpaste?
Perfect.
I mean, do you want some mouthwash? I mean, we got some of that, dude.
Sure.
Yeah, so...
All right. Michael, what are you drinking?
So it looks like Ricardo brought me a Lagunitas IPNA, not an IPA.
Oh,
IPNA.
I didn't notice that.
PNA what?
N star star with attitude, non-alcoholic IPA.
Oh, man.
Malt beverage, 0.5% alcohol.
That's so good.
And you get a cash refund in Canada or California? I'm not sure.
California. All right, I am drinking Blue Moon Belgian White. It is very tasty. Mm.
Salud. No. Oh, you want me to open it for you? My bad.
I got a bottle opener if you want.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, can't you open this with your teeth, Ricardo?
I can't.
Let's not. That gives me fucking.
It's 2022. We're looking out for our teeth.
Yeah, and we don't want to further stereotypes. So
yeah,
Ricardo.
Oh, yeah, dude, there's this TikTok. It's like, you know, you work with Mexicans because you can open a beer bottle on anything. And here's this, granted, it's a very attractive woman.
He can, though.
Who's like, she's like, open up like beer bottles on like some of the randomest shit. And like, she's doing it, you know, with style, if we want to call it that. And it's, you know, so I'm trying to get away from pushing stereotypes.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking out for you, Ricardo.
I just got closed in a box and I didn't even realize it. I'm not trying to identify with any sort of stereotype. I'm just, it's a great feature of Ricardo and it's a skill set he has and he should showcase his skill set. Otherwise, he just looks like a man sitting.
To who? There's nobody here. It's just us.
I'm here. I count.
See, now, like, if he was a bartender, then absolutely do that. That'd be a fucking trick, you know? Somebody would be like, hey, here's $2. I bet you can't open this beer on this.
Right.
You know? Like, make it a thing.
I could literally open a beer with anything. It's kind of weird.
I know. So, like, that could be your shtick if you decide to go into the, what is it? Like, mixology arts.
2022, what I want to do is I want to open up a beer bottle with my mind. I don't know how.
I'll give you friendship points if you can do that.
What can I?
That's like a gold star.
What can I buy with these friendship points?
It's a good question. I just want you to open things.
There's going
to
be a friendship reward program rollout.
Exactly. Loyalty rewards.
In the next month or two.
Incentive to open cans wherever you can.
pun intended. Get it. Get it. Open cans whenever, wherever
you can. Yeah.
So, yeah, this is my favorite beer. I see.
I see you drinking that more than anything else nowadays.
Yeah, it's very Mexican and very. I know,
but he's Mexican. He can say that.
I can say that. Yeah. It just goes down very smoothly.
What about him drinking with his pinky out? Is that a stereotype?
No, he's hiding it. No, see, that's a Ricardo thing.
I don't even have a pinky anymore.
But see, there's a difference between doing something that's a stereotype and then something that's just Ricardo.
But I didn't know, like, Mexicans opening bottles in random places was a thing. I was not aware.
Well, we are descendants of the Native Americans, which means that we're alcoholics as well. No offense to any Native American.
I think you just insulted Mexicans and Native Americans.
I could say that though, because I'm Mexican.
Peyote?
Yes. So that means that we had to be very imaginative or creative as far as how to open bottles. Resourceful, you may say.
Yep.
Resourceful. You know what?
Why are you yelling at me?
Sorry. Irish people, they're very resourceful too. They're drunk as much as we are.
Now see.
That is horrible.
Is it really?
Is it warm?
No, it's cold. It's just really bad. It is really. It's like. Let me try it one more time. It's like drinking skunk. Like if weed was a liquid, this is what it would taste like.
Huh. Oh. That's interesting. Is it too strong?
I smell it. It's awful. I think it's bad. What's the year on that?
It's terrible.
It'd be hilarious if it like expired like 10 years ago.
It tastes like that.
No.
You see expiration date on there?
I'm looking.
Well, as they are, beer, man, it's giving me the bubbles. As they're looking for an expiration,
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it just has a lot of hops. So
I don't think it can, because isn't that a part of what makes it?
I think beer? It can. Well, it says right here, hops.
Hops, malt, lots of yeast. Ooh. Lots of women in this bottle.
God. What is.
Oh, shit.
I guess it's not fermented.
Okay.
I think.
So they just mix it all together and immediately put it in a bottle?
Yeah, I'm assuming.
That's such a waste of product.
It's bad.
I don't know how to get 5%, though, or less than 5%.
Then how? Well, it's still alcoholic, though. So how can you say it's non-alcoholic?
I'm assuming there's a threshold as far as alcohol goes, so it's less than 1%. Mm. So, it's like,
It's like the whole thing with mouthwash.
Yeah.
People, they can buy a whole bunch of mouthwash, and not be a problem even though there's alcohol in it, technically.
Pretty much. Are you okay, Micah?
I'm just trying to get a good overview of this product. I'm a little concerned after the taste.
Yeah?
Oh, I have one after I get done with this one.
Thank you. I don't want to suffer alone.
Well, you know what? I had good intentions, knowing that you're trying to be alcohol-free.
Trying, I am.
Okay. Is it the whole year or just...
Yeah, rest of my life.
So why... Can you elaborate a little bit more on why you want to be alcohol-free?
Have we now transitioned from drink of the day?
Not technically.
Give us
the bullet points. Give us the bullet points.
Little teaser.
Yeah, just trying to be, how can I say it? I don't think it's good for my mental health to drink. It doesn't make me feel very good physically. Mm. Same thing with smoking as well. Right. Granted, I am eating junk food right now, so maybe it's a bad balance. But this only happens.
Every day?
Honestly, no.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe once a week, if that. Okay. This is the first time I had a bag of chips like this, probably 3 weeks.
Wow.
Shit. Yeah, no, it's just a mindset trying to develop. I don't know. I just don't want to.
I don't
want. Simple
wanna,
as that.
I don't
want
to call you out, but I think I saw you eating a
candy bar.
A candy bar with a Red Bull the other day.
Oh yeah, no Red Bull. That's healthy. I drink a can of those a day.
Hey, you're. I can't.
I don't think that's a fair trade-off.
I can't judge you because I'm a monster.
Yeah, how it is for me? It's a candy bar and a small can of Red Bull. Usually about 3 o'clock. That's how I get through my 11-12 hour push.
Okay.
But you got to think, I'm not taking a break. The only break I take is to go purchase the candy bar and the Red Bull.
Man, I don't know how you do it. You can't do it.
2022, year of the worker.
The year of the rat.
Are we ready to move on, gents?
Yes. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, before we do that, we're going to take a quick break, so you all don't go anywhere.
Caught me off guard, Ricardo.
Sorry.
All right. We are back. So, guys.
Ah, yes, we're back.
New year.
New me.
You look the same to me.
So you need a haircut, man. Your hair's getting a little long.
So do you.
I know, man. I know when I'm getting too much stubble up here and I need to get it taken care of.
I definitely needed one. I need one, not needed.
What about new year, new you? Grow your hair out? Yeah. Long?
I thought about it.
Grow a mustache. For the love of God, please. Beard. No, just a mustache. Just a mustache.
I'd like that, yeah.
Or even do like one of those like evil scientist goatee things.
So last time I shaved, I almost left it on just for shits and giggles.
You should have.
But I started giggling. But I looked at myself like, I literally started laughing like, I'm like, no, I can't do this.
See, if you leave it on, you can give it a name and call it the Ricardo Tickler.
Oh.
Ladies, go for that, Ricardo. Make him feel real special. The mustache.
Mustache.
Okay.
Let the furs grow.
God. All right. So it is, in fact, 2022. We're almost 1 month deep into the new year. So biggest question is, what does this year look like for you guys? Let's start with Mr. Micah.
What does
2022 look like for me?
Yeah, that is the question.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. COVID still exists. So there's still limitations.
Is there though?
Oh, 100%.
It seems like there's not that many limitations anymore.
Yeah, I think our governor had most of her powers restricted.
I just think that a lot of there's like I don't see I mean at least I don't see that many restrictions anymore, so
I don't either.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it just lies in healthcare and private companies. What does 2022 look like for me? That's a great question. You know, every now and then I ponder as a new year comes and it's like, yeah, I want to do this, this, and this. But they're always thoughts. I never put it into action.
Mm.
Which is very sad. Whoa.
Sorry. You okay over there?
I'm not trying to choke you up with my words of wisdom. But
sorry.
So I think the big thing for me is to focus on my mental health.
Mm.
I think, again, that's very broad, but I find myself, you know, in ups and downs.
Yeah.
And I want to learn how to develop a mindset of being consistently motivated, you know, driven and achieving, you know, goals. But the thing is, I don't even set goals. so that's a problem in itself. So 2022, just the year of motivation. And I think that kind of leads me into why I'm attempting not to drink or smoke substances of the herbaceous variety.
Oh, nice. I love the way you said that.
Just to kind of keep a clear mind.
Yeah.
Just maintain a certain level of of consciousness.
Pureness.
No, I'm definitely not pure. I'm a dirty man, very dirty.
I'm sticking in everything.
Yeah, no shame there. So yeah, it's just trying to get my mind right to, you know, prepare myself for bigger and better things. What that entails, I have no clue, but...
Right, and that's where I was going to ask, actually kind of want to dig a little deep in you.
Excuse me?
Yes. No, I was just going to ask, like, what have you thought about what steps to take to get to that mental state? Because remember, a goal without any plans is just a dream. And we can be dreamers.
But and I think that's where I'm stuck.
So you want to be goalies?
Yeah, that's where I'm stuck. So hopefully 2022, I can get my mind right to start and put these ambitions into action versus just a thought. And like you said, a dream that never occurs.
Right.
Big thing is I want to leave the state of Michigan. I want to move somewhere warm. That's very feasible. All it takes is doing so.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is holding me back? I don't know. And I need to get to the root cause of that. So right. There's a lot of self-reflection that I need to do. But I think that starts with developing a certain mindset, which I do not have right now. But hopefully I can achieve that in 2022.
Well, I think that I understand what you're saying, but.
But you're wrong.
But no, you're not wrong. No, I guess the only thing I can push back is like, when I say push back, I guess it's just asking, okay? Will a new state, this is just asking, will a new state get you to that mental state? Or is it, because I feel like sometimes, you know, it's kind of like that old saying that you're trying to run away from your problems. And essentially, especially if it's a more of a mental state, I don't think that you can run away from that. You're going to be... not mentally stable, or however you want to call it, here or somewhere else, you know. So, you know, that's where I was going. That's not that I disagree. It's just wondering.
Yeah, I think for me, the reason to move to a new state is just new experiences.
Oh yeah,
you know, yeah. I've been in this town my whole life. Right. You know, I know Michigan. You know,
you got to experience Bangor a little bit. So
yeah, Bangor, great town.
Yes.
But yeah, just. Definitely want to, whether it be out west or, I don't know if I'd survive down south. I love the climate, but I don't think my beliefs or however you want to word it really align with the majority of people down there. Not to say I can't find like-minded people.
Well, yeah,
I just think it might be a little more challenging in, you know, south of Tennessee.
Okay. What is the stuff that you really want to I won't say achieve, but going to some place, some new place, what are the things that you're really saying, like, man, I really want to experience this? Or is this kind of like the idea of not knowing what to expect?
I wouldn't say not knowing. I mean, that's a very intriguing thing, going somewhere new where you know no one and or anything, and you have to kind of relearn your surroundings and meet new people. I mean, and that's awesome. I think the big intrigue for me is just starting over, creating a life that you truly want.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say I can't do that now, but I think a new canvas is what needs to happen. And I think right now, living where I am right now, I'm too caught up in my past experiences. I think a change of scenery, again, blank canvas, would allow me to, you know, thrive in a sense and kind of put anything that is holding me back mentally, you know, away. I don't see it as running from my problems. Mm. I see as it turning, you know, like a page or a chapter in a book. Like I can close that.
I gotcha. Yeah, definitely. Have you thought about kind of like baby steps and moving to like Grand Rapids or Detroit? Possibly.
I have no interest to live anywhere in Michigan other than the Upper Peninsula.
Oh yeah.
To be honest with you.
I gotcha. Manistee is a beautiful place, I heard.
That's northern Michigan, but
Manistee?
Well, okay, not really.
That's not
Midwest
Michigan.
That's like,
hang on. It's like right here.
Yeah, you're
right.
It's
like the middle of the state.
I mean, it's further up than we are now. So
it's not up north. get the fuck out of here.
But yeah, I guess 2022, what really lies for me is just trying to get my mind right, and you know, hopefully I can find some clarity through that.
Right, right.
Very good.
Yeah, I'm surprised. You know, last Saturday my cousin came over to the garage of naughtiness. Yeah, no.
It's a weird thing to say and act like it's a normal thing.
It's just a big orgy.
He came through and I hadn't kicked it with them in a while, and it just, I guess we got deep, and just kind of find out. I mean, a lot of people have some very internal mental problems. I mean, all the way around it, and it's just like. And it's kind of hard, not hard, but it's really hard to understand, because not saying I don't have mental problems, I just don't know it's a problem. Hmm. You know what I mean? It's not saying that, hopefully you understood.
No, I got you.
So, it's kind of hard for me to understand people with mental issues and mental problems, because like I said, I don't know that I have an issue, even though I might have an issue. Mm-hmm. Somebody brought up the issue that I do have some PTSD at night. When I'm driving at night. It's kind of weird.
Why? What happened?
No, nothing bad. It's just like, so for a while, I didn't have my license, you know. So when I would drive at night, right, for a few years when I was driving at night, I would be so paranoid that I was going to get pulled over. Which is kind of stupid, because at the end of the day, like, whether it's in the day or at night, you're you're still going to get pulled over regardless, you know. If they want to pull you over. Mm-hmm. But for some odd reason, at night, I was a little bit more paranoid because I couldn't see the cops.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's fair.
Yeah, so. Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah, that's all I had to say.
All right, well, hey. I think that's a solid outlook, Micah. I mean, some folks might be like, well, that's stupid. It's like, no, man. It's like, that's, you know, compared to some folks who are like, well, I'm going to be, you know, a new me this year, and I'm going to take control of the world, you know, but like, you know, metaphorically speaking, obviously. And then of course, you know, by like, you know, January 10th, they're like, hey, I'm the exact same motherfucker. And it's like, yeah, you are. So,
yeah. So, I guess, teach their own, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So beat to your own horn, not your drum.
It's 2022. You don't have to beat on drums anymore.
What?
I don't know.
All right, Ricardo.
Yes.
What does 2022 look like for you?
2022 is a year of revelation. You know, not in a
biblical sense.
Not in a biblical sense. Just a kind of looking at what works and what doesn't work, and looking back and seeing that a lot of the shit that I've done in the past doesn't work. So we're going to try this year and you know, maybe not set some goals. I mean, okay, they're goals, but maybe change it up, changing one thing to change another thing. You know what I mean? So essentially what I'm trying to do is have like a little domino effect, you know. This past a year, I started working on my health a little bit again. And I went to the doctors, and surprisingly, my doctor said I was doing a pretty good job, ironically. He gave me a lot of positive vibes and positive comments, where he said, you know what, you're doing a good job, and you know, you got work to do. Yes, you do. But I'm not. He said, if you have a right mindset to want to change and actually, you know where you're failing a little bit, that's a positive step in the right direction. Because a lot of my patients are not in that state of mind. They come to me and they want me to fix them, and they don't want to fix themselves. You know what I mean? And then that's not how it works.
American medicine at its finest. Here's a pill.
Yes.
Here's a poke.
Exactly. Yeah.
Here's a surgery.
Yep. And that's not how it works. And so essentially this year, what I noticed is, you know, now that I'm taking a little bit better care of myself, except for this beer, I have a lot more energy, mm-hmm. Which kind of transcends into my workplace. I feel like I'm putting a few more hours, which essentially makes it to where I get a little bit better checks. And then once I get better checks, then I can save a little bit more money, or at least pay out some of my debts. And essentially get to my goal of becoming a multimillionaire driver, CDLer.
CDLing.
CDL.
I like it. Can you elaborate a little bit more on what, you know, CDLing is and
okay, so CDLing is the acronym for commercial driver license, and that is because we've been out of tune for a while, or we've been off air for a while. On February 7th, I start CDL school, which is Commercial Driver License Academy School of Big Rigs. So essentially, I'll be driving a rig that's can weigh up to 80,000 pounds.
That's what?
In kilos, that's like a lot less, but still the same.
So CDLing equates to pushing weight.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are y'all looking at me? You both like staring at me at the same time. It kind of freaked me out there for a second.
No, that's actually growing up. For some reason, I've always been like into big rigs and stuff like that. And it's not like any of my family that I know of back then drove any type of big rigs and stuff like that, like semi trucks. But for some reason, I had a little fascination with them, and I never really took it serious. And I remember there was a conversation I had with somebody. A truck driver that my first job, I was fucking like blown away. Where he said, "I always thought that you had to freaking like drive a semi truck with manually." You know, He told me, he's like, "Oh yeah, we don't." This is like in 2008, 2009, something like that.
Okay.
So he told me, he's like, "Yeah, they make them automatic now." I was just like, "Poof." My head exploded, but I was like, what? They make them automatic? And after that, I had like a little bug as far as like actually me really wanting to do it. And again, I never really, I gave it a lot of thought, but I never really gave it too much thought where I actually take it serious, right? 2019 happens, and they get a spotted truck, a switcher, tugger, whatever you want to call it. They also call them like a mule outside, and there's my opportunity, and essentially I started driving, and I feel like I do want to start my own logistics company eventually, and I want you guys to work for me. With me. That's correct. Let me correct myself. With me.
I'm on board. I'll definitely work with you, especially after watching you ride that mule. So yeah, just kind of diving a little bit deeper, as you phrased.
Yes.
Coined the phrase. Yes. 2022, you said past experiences. You don't want to repeat those. Can you kind of elaborate what you mean by past experiences that you've been repeating?
So, essentially, I mean, it really boils down to a lot of financial, right? I'm not like 100% like, okay, my financial is not bad, right? But it's also not good. But I've had this thing where like, you know what? I could live off my paycheck just for almost 40 hours a week and maybe do like a little side hustle and it works. And it's fun for me, right? DoorDash or whatever. But it never takes me to the top. I can never save enough money to actually make it where like I feel financially stable. And one thing that I was lacking is like, you know what? Maybe if you stayed at work for a little bit longer and put in a little bit more hours and do it on a consistent basis, you can get ahead of your financials, your financials, pretty much. Yeah. And I think that it opens up your it opens up a lot of opportunities for yourself, And I think that the other thing that I just learned too, not that long ago, like literally the other day. Okay. So, I mean, it's kind of cliche to say, right? But just knowing that, don't listen to other people, but just take a dive. Just take a dive and hope for the best. And because sometimes when you listen to people that, and it's not that they mean anything bad by it, but so I was listening to one of our friends. I'm not gonna say it in there, but they, you know, for to drive, you have to get your physical, right? Mm-hmm. Or DOT physical. She said, oh, yeah, my husband tried to get his physical, but they didn't let him because... So he was trying to... He wanted to get a CDL, so he had to get his physical because he moved trucks once in a while at his work. He wasn't going to drive. He was just, you know, wanted to get his CDL for shits and giggles. But he was diabetic. And he's like, oh, yeah, if you're diabetic, you can't get your CDL. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is, like, don't listen to people is... Don't be so quick to listen to people in that perspective, because if I never took that, if I never dove and just kind of like said, you know what, let them tell me no and not myself tell myself no, you know what I mean?
Well, basically, like, you know, get the no from the source, from somebody who gave some kind of their own offhand experience of what happened.
Exactly. So, yeah, because and you know, the other day I got my physical, and I'm just like, it was like the fucking easiest thing I've ever done. I mean,
they touch you?
No, they didn't touch me.
Why you sound disappointed?
I want to get touched.
Oh,
he did ask me though. He's like,
you want me to touch your balls?
No, he didn't ask me directly. He did say, he's like, do you have any testicular problems or hernias? Please check me. Please check me.
You should be like, well, one ball is way bigger than the other.
No, but it's. I definitely learned that, and it's kind of like essentially you just gotta go for it, man.
Yeah.
You
know?
And it's gonna be you can be afraid and be, I guess it's okay to question yourself, you know. But at the end of the day, it's just go for it.
So a quick recap is essential. Essentially, you're not repeating these past financial, you know, actions, right?
Right.
And you're listening to your true intentions, getting facts for yourself. Yes. And you're also aspiring to be an over-the-road driver.
Almost correct. I'm not going to be over-the-road driver.
Okay.
OTR is a totally different thing. I'm going to educate you real quick on CDLing. Okay. So you you have your OTR, which is over-the-road driver, which is like long haul. So you're going from the west to the east, to east to the west, south to north, vice versa. You know what I mean? Thousands of miles. You got your regional, which is in the exactly what it means, in the region. So typically, you know, Midwest, you run Midwest.
Couple of states,
you know, like maybe if you want to do a night or two out, you know, you could do that, come back home. Or they actually, I think a lot of companies, they do like... And they do like a week. You go drive a week, come back on the weekends and do your 34-hour reset, which is essentially your break. Because you can only work, you can only do about 70 hours. Like that's not including, I mean, that's including like driving and non-driving, you know what I mean? So, and then you have to go home or whatever and do a 34-hour. Like you literally can't drive anywhere unless you're like, you got to do personal things or whatever. But, and then you have your local, obviously, and those are your, like I said, local drivers. So
just 9 to 5s and shit like that.
Yeah. The only problem with those is that they do a shitload of hours. They do like fucking 10, easily 10, 12, 14-hour days. So, you know, that one kind of sucks, but it has its advantages, you know. Yeah. So.
I'd say 14, 12 is excessive, but anything under 12, nah, that's just a normal day.
Yeah. it has its benefits. Like I said, it's I prefer to probably do regional, like just be on the road for maybe a day or two and just be able to come home. And I think one of the biggest things that I really want to focus on this year is just not being afraid of failing or the stuff you're not unsure of, the, you know what I mean? It's just
fear, like, of the unknown.
Yeah, the fear of the unknown. I feel like that holds me back so much, and I'm better than that. Not in a, you know, I'm not trying, you know, egotistical or anything like that. You know what I mean? I think it really holds you back on a lot of your
hopes and dreams,
your potential. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not alone in that regard. I think the majority of people. Yeah. I mean, you really don't know unless you try, and trying's the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's easy to get comfortable and being comfortable. Yeah. you know,
I know it's a very cliche thing to say, but if you really do mean to, at least make some effort to actually do it, I think Mm-hmm. You started gaining a little bit more confidence, you know.
For sure. So transitioning from, you know, a new state of mind into, you know, not basically rewriting experiences to aspire your financial financial goals or whatever it may be, you know, that kind of leads us to Josh over here. You know, that transition of mindset, CDLing.
CDLing.
Josh, what's in store for you, man?
Well, like, at first glance, this year looks like pretty ordinary, you know, nothing crazy. But one thing that I you know, did decide was I used to do the whole resolution thing, and I realized that they were absolute shit. I'm like, fuck it. Mm. So what I started doing for myself was making goals. Like, I want this to be a goal for this year. I want this to be a goal for this year. You know, stuff like that, because that just... Goalie. Yeah, I'm a goalie. So,
golo, golo, go, Joshua.
Wow.
So last year was one of the first years my wife and kids and I, we had the opportunity to do a lot of, like, family trips and stuff like that, which was great. And so I told my wife, I'm like, I want to do more family trips this year. Like, because we're finally at a point in time that we can take family trips, where before, you know, years ago, we could barely afford to drive to fucking Battle Creek to see my folks. And, you know, they had a pool. So it's like, you know, it was like going on a trip, you know,
yeah.
But it was just like, okay, so we can either go see my folks for the day or we could buy groceries. Let's buy groceries, you know, so just shit like that. So now the fact that we're already planning trips in advance, like we're planning to go see a buddy of mine down south for a week, which I'm really excited about. We're trying to figure out if we're going to go to Boston in April. I mean, so we're already planning stuff and we're already seeing it through, which is really exciting because, like, I'm one of those people, if I never left Michigan, I don't think I'd be disappointed because, you know, I've born and raised here. I've got nothing against it. When I get somewhere, I get comfortable. I am sure other states in this country have some really cool shit that would be really cool to live by. Montana. But, right.
Montana's beautiful.
Yeah. But see, at the same time, people who live there, it's just what's there. So at some point, wherever I would go would just become the new Michigan. And it's just like, nah, I would rather just stay where I'm at and do visits and go check out these places so whatever makes them cool stays cool. You know,
that makes sense. You have your home base and you have your getaways, you know,
and that's what I'm all about. So
I'm going to go visit fish.
Like slimy?
No, fish? Jim fish.
Jim the fish.
Yeah, Jim the fish.
They have fish in gyms?
He lives in-
you just wink at me?
I did. And because this guy just opened a fucking bottle with a can.
Oh, yeah.
And you're giving me shit for stereotyping him.
He
did the exact.
But he did it. He's allowed to do it, but you're not allowed to say that he can do it before he's done it.
So I can't ask.
You can ask. It might be disrespectful.
If I ask, hey, can you open my beer?
Oh, yeah.
Well, see, if you say it just like that, then I don't think that's a problem. But you're like, if you say, hey, can you open this beer really cool? And then that's where I think you start.
Can you open this with your cheeks?
Which one?
Oh.
So essentially, Josh, so you want to do more traveling essentially this year? Is that
Like nothing crazy. Like I'm all like, cause like when we go see my buddy, we're flying down because fuck driving that far. And so, you know, when we get there, it's literally just about chilling and just hanging out somewhere new. And That's all that it's about, really. I mean, because he's like, hey, you know, we got stuff here we can do. We can do this. I'm like, honestly, this is just going to be vacation. So we could either do all that stuff or we could do fucking nothing. I was like, it doesn't matter
true.
To me.
That's true.
So that, and like a few years back, we got the chance to go to Disney World in Orlando. The place that we stayed at was this really cool, like, big house because it was me, my wife, my kids, the in-laws. We're all there, so, but, like, really cool place. You know, Disney was fun and everything. We did something every day. But as cool as the house was, like, we had a hot tub and an in-ground pool. the entire, I guess, backyard, if you want to call it, was like netted in. So like you would be in the pool, no worry about bugs or anything like that.
Or alligators.
It was sure. You know, so I mean, like the house itself was super cool. Nobody planned for a day at the house. Why the fuck not?
Wow.
It's like, you know, we all could have just chilled by the pool, played games, you know, and had some beers, just chilling. But like they were just like, go, go, go. And like, fuck, by like the third day, yeah. I was beat. I was just fucking beat. And I was just like, I finally said, no, I'm gonna sit a day out.
It is interesting to think about, but the vacations that I've been to, for the most part, especially the last one I had, I'm not gonna. You're fucking tired. You need you need like a little vacation.
You need a vacation from your vacation. Yeah. Well, that's why, at least, especially after last summer, because we had so much stuff happening like so close together, and then we'd have to go right back to work the following week. So I told my wife, I'm like, listen, any other trips that we take this year, we need to add on an additional day of vacation just to recover from vacation. Yeah. So then when we go back into the workforce, we're like fresh, ready to go, and all that shit, just because it's like, I can't fucking just, you know.
Yeah, I think this year, me and Mike are going to go to the happiest place on earth.
Is that Las Vegas?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Why? Why Vegas?
I'm sure there's lots of like hiking and trails around there.
Actually, you know,
you're in the desert.
The desert actually does have a lot of.
Fuck the desert.
I'd love to go.
The only reason
Red Rock Canyon. Yeah.
The only reason I'd ever want to go to the desert. Okay, two reasons. The only two reasons I'd want to go to the desert is, you know, see the Grand Canyon. Or go to fucking like Burning Man. That's the only reason. And honestly, that's not something, because I don't like crowds, especially crowds who are way more comfortable with who they are, because I know I'm not. And it's just like, that would fucking, like, I don't know what I'd be able to do.
Can you tell the people what Burning Man is?
Oh, it's like a fucking crazy ass desert festival.
See, I didn't know about it. I didn't know about this festival until like Storm Area 51. And then I started listening to a lot of shit. And then like.
Right.
That's how I learned about it. I was like, what?
Yeah. They got a whole it's crazy. And I'm sure it's like an experience.
Yeah. I bet.
It's one of those things where it's like a part of me really wants to experience that. But then the other part's like, oh, it's in the desert. I mean, there's a lot of sand in the desert.
You can do a lot of things, though. Anything.
In the desert?
Anything.
Like what?
You name it, you can do it. You might end up with some sand.
I can't go surfing. At least not in
You can do sand surfing.
I know. No, that just sounds awful.
It sounds fun, actually, because you don't get hurt.
Exfoliating.
You don't get hurt. You don't get hurt as much.
What? Because you can't get hurt falling in sand?
I don't think it would hurt as much as it would in... Well, probably would. I don't know.
Biggest takeaway is you probably can't drown.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't drown.
Still get hurt. You can't drown.
You're right.
But no, definitely just... More travel, for sure. And if it's within my own state, that's fine. Because honestly, there's all kinds of places in Michigan I haven't gone yet that I know I want to go. And it's, you know, like my wife and I like to go to Traverse City like once a year. I love that place. Like, if it wasn't so fucking expensive to live there, I'd move there. Yeah, it's so fucking cool.
I think me and Micah want to go back to Mackinac Island.
Mm-hmm.
Eat some fudge.
You guys get like a little carriage together, and
yeah,
that could be your logistics business, is transporting people in a carriage.
UPS, they have a horse and buggy. That's how they deliver.
And then there's a midget.
It was a midget too, a midget UPS delivery driver.
Yeah, she was weird.
My God,
like two fucking like weird things, you know, UPS. On a fucking horse and buggy, or horse and carriage, whatever you want to call it. And then there's a midget. I was like, fuck. I was like, what is going on?
Where are we? Yeah,
it was like the Twilight Zone.
God. Yeah, that was pretty funny. No, I like to visit Michigan a little bit more, or Upper Michigan a little bit more.
Yeah.
Get some
Smoked salmon and sake.
No.
I think we got to go to Japan for that. Pasty.
Pasty.
I feel like if you say pasty, that's like a racist term for a white person.
Well, I thought it was pasty.
I think it is pasty, but
it looks like pasty. Yeah. I thought pasties were the things you put over your nipples.
That's probably what I was thinking, but too. I think of like a very pale white person too. Yeah.
That's pasty.
You got some pasty skin.
It's like you're pasty, not a pasty.
To me, it sounds like you're saying the same thing.
No, it's pasty or pasty.
Can you hear the difference?
Say it again.
It's pasty or pasty. You are pasty, so you wear pasties.
So you're emphasizing the A in the first one you said?
Yeah.
And then...
I'm sorry. Yeah. I wish I could hear it. I don't know.
There's an accent. There's an accent mark on the A, the first one.
The little thing over the A?
Yeah.
Man, you guys are good.
My ears are very good.
Okay.
You know, this beer's not that bad, as you say. I can understand how you... It's very distinct flavor.
It's... To me, it's like drinking a skunk. No, yeah. Like it's a skunk, very, like, pissed in a bottle.
You want to taste it?
No, I don't.
Come on, man. Taste it.
No, I'll stick with my real alcohol.
Okay. I mean...
Just the smell. It just... Like, it's a sour, spoiled... It is cold. I'll give it that.
It's very distinct, for sure.
Fair enough.
Man, it's bad.
It's not alcoholic, though.
There you go.
It's probably why it's bad.
Probably. The alcohol makes all those other things they put in it actually taste good.
I think you're right.
All right, guys. Well, hey, I think... 2022 could be... See, I'm not going to be one of those people like, yeah, it's our year, yeah. And it's like, nah, fuck no. Because honestly, any year could be your year. It's one of those things, like, at the end of the year, kind of come back and be like, hey, so how was your year? Was your year what you wanted it to be? Did you get out of it what you wanted to get?
And I think that there's nothing wrong with looking at a new year as a new... potentially better year, right? Because every year you're growing as a person, and essentially a normal human being is trying to better themselves on a yearly basis, daily basis, right? But if you kind of look at the average in the sense in a new year, you want to be better than you were, you know?
Right, but I think that's the New Year's trap that everybody gets stuck in, is that they say, oh, it's a new year, I have to be this way, or I have to think this, or I have to blah, blah, blah. And, you know, like a lot of the people who say, well, I'm going to get super healthy and, like, you know, go to the gym. Excuse me. The first, like, 2 weeks in January, gym is packed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Third week of January, you notice there's about 20 people less.
That's
fourth week. And, like, and as it goes on, people keep dropping. So it's like, my thing is, like, whatever you want that year to be or what you want to get out of it, you know, be not realistic, because like being healthy is realistic, but how you're going to do that. So let's say it's I'm going to make this year to be healthy. Okay. Everybody assumes go to the gym.
Right.
No, it's like, okay, so what works for you? Because like, honestly, I hate working out. I don't enjoy it. I really wish I could enjoy working out, because I think I would do it often and I would be healthy. So because I don't like working out, I've decided to take other like avenues, started eating better, and like honestly, like I've made more better eating choices in the past few years than I have, like, you know, my entire life. Right. And like when I tell people this, like I don't get like red chopped meat anymore.
I love red.
I don't think I've gotten it in 7 or 8 years. And so now when I have just like regular like red meat, like a burger or something from somewhere else, like it kind of messes with my system now.
Mm.
And it's just one of those things I don't even think about it anymore.
It's kind of funny you say that, because when I eat carbs now, it really fucks with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it gives me some really bad intestinal digestion.
Do you fart? Are you pooping?
What's the word? yes. I was trying to think of the word. I couldn't think of it. Yes. Yes.
So this whole 2022, you know, what does it mean or entail, or what are you looking for?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That it leads me into like a cliffhanger. When did, you know, modern day society become so focused on the concept of time that you need to tie it to a particular date, or, you know, as a just here I'll resolve. Why can't it just be you wake up or tomorrow. Like, why are we so focused on the changing of a year? Like, that concept of time is just, I don't understand.
I don't think it's necessarily the concept of the changing of time. It's more of a reflection of time spent. So, like, I think that's what it should be anyways, where we take that time, we reflect on it. Because, honestly, I had the same point. I'm like, okay, it's literally no different than, like, you know, like, we experience a new day, a new month, and a new year all at one time. So, you know, we experience new days all the time. So, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So, that's no big deal. You know, months, it happens. No big deal. But we get to experience day, month, year, all in one night. So, like, so if you look at it at a weird technical standpoint, that's pretty cool. But at the same time, when you start a new year, if you look back and you look at just this past year, especially the past couple of years with fucking COVID running rampant, it's like, there are some days it's like, fuck, we made it through some gross shit. Yeah.
I think it has to do, hear me out.
I didn't say anything. I literally didn't say anything.
I think it has to do some, maybe, this is my hypotenuse, right?
Wait, did you say hypotenuse? Yes,
I know it's hypothesis, but I like
to say. Hypopotamus? What'd you say?
My hypotenuse is maybe because as a farming culture, you know, when we began as a farming culture, right? You would look each year, once you're done harvest, you put everything into storage and you try to survive, right? The winter time. Mm-hmm. Come the springtime, you want to know, okay, so what can I do different this year? You know what I mean? Like, do I want to plant corn? Do I want to plant soybean? What do I need to change for me to be in a better situation for next year? You know what I mean? And I think that's essentially kind of the same concept, maybe, where we're looking at what can we change to put, not necessarily for, what did we do wrong last year,
mm-hmm.
right? So what crop did we put in last year that didn't work for us? Or maybe it could have worked for us, but we fucked up somehow.
So essentially just more reflection, yes. And how to basically continue to grow.
Yes.
Not necessarily, you know, plants. But right, I mean, right. But like, personally, keep moving forward. Right. Keep bettering yourself, whether it's your health, right. Physical or mental well-being. I mean, and I think, honestly, like, you know, both of those, I think, get easily passed up as like, oh, that's the standard, you know, New Year's thing, you know. Everybody always says, well, I'm going to be healthier this year. And it's like, okay, but what does that look like? What does healthy look like?
Right.
You know, I had many years where, you know, couldn't take trips with the family. And that had a negative effect on my mental health. So being able to pack up the kids and the wife and we go out, we have a great time. And it's just, it's very brings a lot of peace to me,
right?
And it's very enjoyable. So it's like, so if you say, oh, well, I want to be healthier this year, take a few extra minutes and decide, okay, what does that actually mean?
Right.
Anybody can lose weight. But what does your real health look like? You know?
I think not only just physically, but, you know, going back to the mental aspect of it, I think it goes full circle. If you're mentally happy, you could be mentally happy being a little bit bigger. Maybe mm-hmm. maybe being mentally happy is accepting that your body is not going to be, you know, 150 pounds when your body should be maybe 200 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
That's the
absolutely.
I don't know if it's the non-alcoholic beverage, but Ricardo spoke to me.
Mm.
That analogy of harvesting, mm-hmm. which led us into, you know, this kind of, you know, silhouette, you know, us moving on and into 2022.
Right.
Bro, I didn't know you had it in you, man. Again, I don't know if it was the alcohol or you hit me deeply, but I shed some tears, man. That harvest, yeah. That was some real talk.
Yeah. It's like when Josh, like I said, you and I have had conversations before, both of yous. And it's kind of weird because you guys hit me at the same time, the same day. So Josh told me about, you know, like not having legs and not being able to walk on the same way or something like that. I don't remember exactly verbatim.
That's a heavy hitter.
Yeah. No, it was people who use crutches never walk the same.
So essentially, if you don't have legs, you won't walk again.
No. I mean, plenty of people walk without legs. Prosthetics.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Like,
I was going to say, I don't know how long I should wait for you to think that through. Oh, fuck.
And then Micah, you told me when we were talking about me getting a truck, you just hit me with that, like, you know, maybe that shouldn't be your goal. I mean, your goal is to have a logistics company and financially... Is maybe it's not going to impede your goal, but it's definitely going to put a bigger strain on your goal and not be able to. I mean, not saying that I can't do it, but it's going to make it to where, at least that's how I took it, where it's going to be harder for you to do.
Like prolong it.
Yeah, prolonging it or potentially like making it where like it's easier for you to fail because now you have this big debt, a bigger debt, right?
Yeah.
And... especially since I don't have that big debt right now.
Just zoning in that focus, you know? Yeah. You don't want too many goals or whatever it may be. You don't necessarily have to call it a goal, but devote all your energy to one thing.
Right.
You know, once you've achieved that, accomplished it, whatever that looks like for you, right, move on to the next, you know?
Fuck, who was it? Somebody had said that it takes 10,000 hours to be like a master at something.
I'm a masturbator.
Motherfucker. Well, your hands are so dry.
I know. It's so fucking weird.
They should
weird.
Definitely be more moist.
Using your feet? Getting <back out>. Toe curls?
Oh.
Toe curl.
Grip the tip. God.
Jesus.
2022.
All right. I think it's about time we're going to take one last break, and then we're going to get back with the final five.
Final five.
So don't go anywhere.
Hi, friends. Ian here. Do you enjoy atypical conversations about history? Do you like an occasional sip or three of whiskey? Then come on over to the Bar of Questionable Life Choices and join me for an episode of Why Whiskey. We're a history podcast with a whiskey problem. Or maybe we're a whiskey podcast with a history problem. We'll let you decide all that. On Why Whiskey, I'm often joined by guests as we cover historical events in America and around the world and the people that were involved. Throughout the show, we will taste a wide variety of whiskeys and share some knowledge about what it is that we are drinking. So if any of this interests you, come on up to the bar, grab a glass, and let's share some great stories. Cheers.
And we are back.
We are black.
Actually, I got some black on.
Actually, I got some black on too. Yeah.
I'm pasty.
Now, pasty or pasty?
Pasty.
Yeah, fair enough. Pasty. All right, so we have reached...
Final five.
Final five. Does anybody want to volunteer to get us going?
I'll volunteer Micah to go first.
All right, Micah, you ready? And it's your five, sir.
Hello, friend. Welcome to my TED Talk today.
Pretty much. I mean, if you, yeah.
No.
4 minutes.
Stop with the
You're
pressure, please.
You're going to make him nervous.
Oh, yes.
Sorry.
Exactly.
No pressure.
So, we've had a few tumultuous years.
Yes.
Especially with transition of political powers.
Yes.
You know, don't care who you affiliate with, you know, political ideology, who you align with, what you want. What I want to say is, when I lost most faith in this great nation, specifically our sovereign government, as I'm a sovereign citizen, I do as I please.
Okay, nice, nice.
No, I guess what I'm getting at is the Supreme Court recently shut down a mandate for companies with, I think, a larger than 100 employees.
Right.
They were attempting to enforce a mandatory vaccination or weekly testing, and that got shut down. And I was really, you know, I was caught off guard by that, you know, but it made me essentially regain trust in this great nation and its separation of powers, whether that be at the state level, the federal level, or even, you know, Congress, House of Representatives. You know, I just, our judicial system, I believe in it. And again, after this, this basically, you are the president. You're pushing this agenda.
Right.
And yes, you may represent our nation, but it's like the ultimate, like, stay in your lane. Mm-hmm. Let us all collectively decide what to do versus one individual holding all the power and, you know, kind of a dictatorship in a sense. So I believe in democracy, the great bald eagle spreading its wings and fly away. What are your guys' thoughts on this mandatory push or agenda?
At this point in time, if you haven't gotten the vaccine, you're probably not going to.
True.
So, and if that's your choice, that's your choice. Fuck it. I definitely don't think it's right that the government can say, "Hey, businesses, tell your employees to get vaccinated, otherwise they can't come back." Now, my biggest question is, you know, companies can still do that.
Right.
They can still say, without the government's involvement, hey, you need to get vaccinated in order to keep working here.
Right.
And I think that's where this issue is going to continue to run into issues. Because at least if the government could tell them, you have to do this, then they could say, hey, you know, our hands are tied. We can't do anything about it. You know, but if the companies continue to go, hey, we're saying you need to do this, That's on them then.
And I think there was a big push from large scale companies to not approve this. You know, you may be alienating a small portion of your workforce, but in today's current, you know, market for labor, there's just more jobs available, I believe, than there are people willing to work.
Because everybody got used to not working.
I think a lot of people, I think there's a lot of people that just retired. When they, especially
baby
like
boomers,
with, yeah. Yeah, with a lot of people that, this is my opinion, I think a lot of people that were during the pandemic when they first started, they're just like, you know what? You know, I'm getting to that age of retirement. And, you know, I don't feel like fucking with this. And mama knows.
Yeah, it's just the transition of generations. Like you said it perfectly, baby boomers retiring, and now it's up to the next generations to kind of support, you know, the nation for services, because these retirees need, you know, so many services.
Yeah. The only thing that I can say about the mandate, I think, in my personal opinion, even though I kind of dislike it too, if I was, I try to put myself in the other people's shoes in that regard, but unfortunately, a lot of people that I know that have either passed away or have been critically ill have been people who are not vaccinated. And the thing that gets me the most is like, okay, it's okay for you to go to the hospital. But the problem is, if you're tying up a bed because you're not vaccinated, right, then it puts other people who are vaccinated in higher risk because they cannot attend to that person because things are so tied up.
That's the new buzzer.
Oh, okay. I thought I was getting applauses.
Well, no, that's the new buzzer.
Oh. I was like, damn, so. I didn't know I was that good.
So transitioning from this great nation and a democracy that will stand for the test of time and the bald eagle that will fly its wings, that lead us into our next final five.
Go. Go, Ricardo.
I recently had a situation that happened. I don't know if I told you guys, but I went to the dealership to get my oil change, and I went to not my oil change, but my car's oil change.
So I
went to get my oil change, and I had gotten an appraisal. They had sent me something about getting an appraisal on my car, right? So I was like, you know what? Let me get the appraisal. And I got the appraisal, and then they were trying to convince me to buy a truck. Luckily, they didn't. I really wanted to. I drove this fucking nice Chevy Silverado, 1500. Oh man, that was nice. Now that I'm gonna be CDL, and I think you know, I felt power. However, long story longer. Once everything got done and everything, the guy who was helping me out, my service representative, I guess in a sense, you know, he said, "Oh well, you know, they're pulling up your car. They're about to pull up your car, but there's something. Your TPS sensor is out." And I know about my TPS sensor being out because I had gone to a different business to get them all replaced. They replaced them, and they told me that, hey, we can't. Essentially, my TPS sensor light was still on, even after I had replaced all of them, right? And they told me that there was something more internally wrong with my car, so that's why they were not working, right? And it really pissed me off. I went back a few times, but they just kept on saying, like, we can't do anything about it, blah, blah. Even though I had just spent $240 and my shit still wasn't working. And it really pissed me off. So, you know, going back to what had happened, he said, it's going to be $80-something, right, to get it replaced, to get it fixed. I was like, all right, fuck it, run it. You know, like, I'd rather just spend it and not go back there anymore. So the car comes out, and the car is ready but not ready. So essentially the sensor was still on, and he was trying to charge me. I'm like, you charging me for what? Like, well, for, you know, for that, for the sensor. I was like, but I just told you what happened at Discount Tire, and essentially you're putting me in the same fucking dilemma that they did, because you're trying to charge me for a service or a part that didn't do shit for my car,
right?
You know. And then he's like, and then he went to go get his manager, the parts manager, and he came out and he was trying to give me a quote and blah, blah, and just like gave me all this runaround. And then he gave me a quote for like to get it all fixed. And I'm just like, I almost said yes, but then I was like, no, I'm like, let me go back over there and get that shit situated. And, essentially I called him up like the next day, right? Discount Tire and
not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor. The guy who I talked to was really nice. He's like, yeah, man, we'll take care of you. Just come, you know, when can you get it? When can you come in? I was like, I could do this on a Saturday. Bro, I went in there and they took care of me like nothing. I was like, I don't understand why there are so situations or maybe people in that business, certain businesses that they can't take care of you for some odd reason. Like, and I feel like, the more you try to be nice, the more people will take advantage of you. Like, if I would have told the guy, like, if I would have paid him and shit, I would have gotten nothing for the service. I mean, I didn't get shit for it. You know what I mean? And essentially, it's not a question, but I just wanted to say, like, man, if you're out there and I mean, obviously, don't be rude to people, because obviously they're people in certain businesses, but. You definitely gotta stick up for yourself, because even businesses that are legit businesses, whether it's a person that doesn't want to do a fucking job or maybe is maybe doesn't know the process, or maybe is being lazy at the moment for whatever reason, if you let them take advantage of you, they probably will. Not even on purpose. It's just the way it is. Yeah,
that's beautiful.
Thank you.
I think that's fun.
Josh, for the final five, I want you to take 5 minutes and 0 seconds.
Okay. So you guys know I'm really into my shows and movies and shit.
Yes, very passionate.
And there's a show that I've been telling myself, you know, I should check it out. And I haven't until this week, actually. I started watching a new show, already finished season one. It is probably one of the craziest fucking shows I've ever watched.
Mm.
Like, it's so fucking trippy, but it's awesome. So it's called Raised by Wolves. It's on HBO Max.
Oh, nice.
It's so fucking crazy. Like, so the start of it, the first 5 minutes told me, okay, I'm definitely watching this show. You find out these two androids or robots have crash landed onto this random planet with the at least given ideal that they're going to restart humanity. And so their ship is kind of like teeter-totting on like this big hole in the ground. And so the guy robot goes and he's stabilizing the ship, and the gal is grabbing all this shit out of there. And for some reason, he's been programmed to tell jokes. And so he's like, I have a joke for you. And she's like, well, what's that? And he's like, what did the male magnet say to the female magnet? And then she just kind of said, what? He's like, when I saw your backside, I was, oh, fuck, now I'm going to mess it up. When I saw your backside, I was repulsed by you. But then I saw your front side, and I was attracted to you. And it's like, wow. But then the way they deliver it is very robotic and weird. And they got real quiet and just kind of stared at each other for a minute. And then, like, the gal robot was like, that's really amusing. And then they just kind of walk off. It was so fucking crazy. I was just like, what the fuck is this show? And, like, each episode got progressively weirder and just absolute fucking mind fuck of a show.
So what is it that you like about it? Like,
just it felt so fresh. Like, everything at some point feels like it's a rehash of something else. Like, I also have started watching the Boba Fett series, every episode is getting more and more disappointing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They hit it out of the park with Mandalorian, and now trying to have Boba Fett kind of meet that same expectation, it is tanking. Hard for me.
Really?
Hard.
I thought you were liking it.
There are chunks of like different episodes that I enjoy, but as a show as a whole, it's struggling. Mm. But like with this other show, 10 episodes in the first season, about an hour a piece, and I just started it last week and I killed it in a week, and I think I watched most of it today.
Yeah.
Because it is so good. It's just, oh, it's so good. And okay. So I think season two is coming out soon, which I'm really excited about that. And it's just, it's good. It's very good.
It was called Resting with Wolves?
Raised by Wolves. No.
Raised by Wolves.
Yeah, Raised by Wolves, I think. Yeah. Hmm. It's.
Was there like a Kevin Costner film?
That's Dances with Wolves.
Okay, gotcha.
Totally different.
Sorry.
Kevin Costner. He's a good guy.
Do the robots have intercourse?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
When they are...
No.
So how are they supposed to get...
They have human embryos that the female robot uses, like, fluids that's built, like, within her systems and basically grows them in a jar. It's really fascinating. The show itself is so fucking trippy. Like, I can only imagine, you know, like, watching it, like, on weed or something like that. Like, it had to be, like, 10 times better. But, like, it's getting to a point, like, there was one episode where so much happened. And when the credits started to roll, and I just kind of sat there, I was like, that was one episode? I was like, Jesus Christ. So, that's my five guys.
Nope, you still got 15 seconds.
Oh, dude, that timer's so off right now.
Okay.
So wolves are related to robots?
I haven't decided why they called it that yet. Like, there was one awkward part in one of the earlier episodes where somebody died, and then, like, the female robot, like, howled out like a wolf, and I think that's where they kind of were getting it from. So I was like, okay, I see that tie-in. I was like, what the fuck's the rest of it? I was just, whatever. I mean, it's, again... I'm not doing this show any justice.
Okay.
If you enjoy trippy sci-fi, this is a show to check out. For sure.
I think this is going to be a question that, like, lasts the entirety of the season as far as wolves and robots. And
maybe there's going to be some robot wolves.
I don't know, dude. With how the last episode ended, it kind of had my brain going, what the fuck am I watching? But at the same time, I'm like, dude, what the fuck am I watching? So yeah, super crazy.
Interesting.
I dig it.
All right, guys, that is it for us tonight. We'll be back next week to give you a little bit more of the Warehouse Rats flavor in your ears.
2022, mind, CDLing, traveling.
Maybe a little bit of everything.
For sure. All right, folks, we're out. Peace.